WCBS Drive Time 550, New York State has a new historical marker, one we're kind of proud of. The Richmond Hill Historical Society has dedicated a plaque to New York radio pioneer Alfred Greeby, the founding father of what became WCBS 880. From a factory off the Van Wyck in 1924 arose the radio station that William Paley chose for his fledgling network.
Owned and operated by the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Here for the dedication, his 78-year-old son, Alfred Greeby, Jr. Hey, how did Dad's station become such primo property?
The frequency was, of course, very important because it was essentially in the middle of the radio dial. You can tune it very nicely, very broadly, and it comes in loud and strong. And 880 is almost, well, 1,000 or 1010 is right smack in the middle.
We kind of like 880, actually.
It's a nice number. In fact, on my email, part of my screen name, I use the 880.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Our lawyers will be calling you.
And when I lived in Connecticut and you could have license plates with just letters on them, I had WAHG for my license plate.
Those are your father's initials, your initials, yeah, and the first call letters of this frequency, right?
Right.
You were born in 26.
Yeah.
Can we assume that you've been a listener for 78 years to WCBS?
Oh, in fact, I listen to it then rather every night.
What crosses your mind today when you put on your radio to 880, the station your father founded, and you hear what we're doing now?
The technology is absolutely amazing. In fact, you turn on the radio and you hear somebody say, well, we have our reporter over in Baghdad, and in a split second you have the reporter on the air.
Mr. Greeby, Alfred Greeby, Jr., thank you for talking to us. It's a pleasure, and congratulations to your family's honor.
Thank you. I'll look you up next time I'm in town.
We'll take another stroll down memory lane next hour. 880's Evolution, an audio diary then to now. WCBS Drive Time 550.
CBS Drive Time 650. We talked last hour to the son of WCBS's founding father, Alfred Greeby, who 80 years ago, in a factory off the Van Wyck, signed on this radio station, sold it to William Paley of the fledgling CBS, and made radio history. Now, 80 years in 80 seconds. An audio retrospective, a time sweep starting with the earliest archive tape we could find from the 1930s to today.
Owned and operated by the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Columbia continues its extensive coverage of the European crisis. The new government of Czechoslovakia has definitely rejected the Hitler memorandum.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The manufacturer of...
It's 10:30 p.m., BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time.
In Crossy, where the blue of the night...
To repeat the bulletins, the Germans today subjected French positions on the Western Front to the heaviest shelling of the war.
Produced and transcribed in New York City.
On your New York 880 station, WCBS.
13 minutes before 7 o'clock on WCBS News Radio 88, your station for news and information in New York, New Jersey, and...
15 minutes to 7 on News 88, I'm Ben Farnsworth.
I'm Pat Parson, and these are stories we're following.
WCBS News Radio 88, the big number for news in New York.
The Yankees announced that Munson's number 15 would be retired.
Set your time to WCBS News 88. Four tones will follow. The fourth and final tone marks the exact time.
Good morning, I'm Jim Donnelly.
I'm Lou Adler.
And I'm Robert Vaughn.
Harvey Hoffman.
Rita Sands. Headlines coming up.
Weather is...
What I report on. I'm Craig Allen.
Money is...
Market trends and prices. I'm Ken Pruitt.
WCBS New York.
WCBS New York.
News 88.
Craig and Ken stand the test of time, don't they?
They sure do. So if we act a little too proud, maybe swagger a little bit, you know, have that sort of... spring to our step, now you'll know why. A proud history of WCBS 880, starting out, 80 years ago. By the way, our anniversary is coming up, our all-news anniversary, 37 years it'll be.
1967.
Just a couple of weeks.
WCBS Drive